Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by my trusty team to give you all some Valentine's Day gift and date ideas. You know, so you don't have to do all the hard work yourself. Topics include gift ideas from the romantic to the pleasurable, games for some adult kind of play. You know what I mean. Nothing says I love you quite like a DIY idea, some of our lovely favorites, and date ideas that are more than just a dinner and an overcrowded restaurant. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our site. A lot of great blogs on there to help you on this sex journey, and also find us on all social media. It is Sex with Emily across the board. Intentions with Emily. So what I've started doing this year is I just want to set an intention for each show, and I encourage you to do the same. So what I mean is when you're listening, like right now, just think like, what do I want to get out of listening to this episode? You know, how could it help you? It might be, oh, Emily, I love your team and I love the review shows. That's fine. You know, your team always gives me an idea. Great. Or it could be, I want to make sure I do Valentine's Day right this year to show my partner how much they mean to me. My intention for the show is to give you all some ideas that will not only surprise your partner, but help you have a truly like romantic, sexy, and pleasure-filled Valentine's Day without the stress. God, we don't want it to be stressful. All right, guys, enjoy the show. All right, everyone. It's almost Valentine's Day. You know it's coming. February, you go into the stores, there's all the candies, the hearts. They're already in there. I think since Thanksgiving, they start doing Valentine's Day, right?
Seriously, like after Christmas, it was all these like Santa hats and everything. And the next day, to the CVS by my house, and there is Valentine's Day candy and stuff out. And I was like, holy crap, like no wait, no pause.
No, they just want you to buy a lot of chocolate and a lot of cards. I get it. But we also want you guys to be prepared for Valentine's Day. Whether you're in a relationship or not, we are focusing on this show. We have a few shows coming out. So this one we are going to talk about for couples, some ideas, some good gifts, things you could do, DIY. Because here's the thing, you can't ignore it. They've been talking about Valentine's Day forever. It's coming up. You want to be prepared. And I want you all to have a fabulous Valentine's Day. So don't be caught with your pants down, unless you want your pants down for Valentine's Day. Unprepared. Okay, so first, let's talk about some of the sex toys that we believe would make, sex kits that would make a great gift. What I'm thrilled about to start with is Jeju, which is a fabulous company. They're actually one of the first brands, one of the first toys I ever tried was the Mimi, which I love. And now they have a couples kit, which I was so friggin' excited they did this because you get a few of their products in one and it's great for couples. There's something for both of you. So I love this G-Spot Villa vibe just because I was just pleasantly surprised by the fact that it actually is such a multi-use toy that it was great for internal, great for, you know, external. And I just love their packaging. I love the way it feels. What about you guys? Have you tried?
Yeah. I actually just tried
it. This is Elisa. Yeah. Okay. You did? Okay. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Cause that was the toy that I picked out at the convention.
Show. Okay.
Yeah. And I used it and it was great. Like, I just love the fact that it's smaller because I don't know, unless I'm having sex with my partner, I don't usually like want to put something bigger in me.
Right.
But that's a personal preference. But I think a lot of people feel that way.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And how it feels on the outside, the silicone is just really
great?
Nice and soft.
Yeah. It's a very special, they probably have a special formula of silicone.
And it's like, if you pull that out and a guy that you're with or a partner is like, oh my God, I'm so nervous about toys. And you were to pull that out to be like, oh, okay.
It's like a magic marker or something.
Yeah, it's like maybe like 2.5-3 inches long. It's really small. And like, that's the thing too. It's like, by the way, your penis doesn't need to be big. Like this pleases me and it's tiny.
Tiny. Because remember that the G-spot is just, or whatever it is, internal clitoral nerves that people all talk about, is about just an inch and a half, 2 inches inside. So, and it's more about applying pressure than it is about your penis. So.
Exactly.
For many vagina owners, this, I think, will do it. I think it's a really special product. I'm excited about it. And then in the couples kit, you also get a Mio vibrating penis ring. So for the penises out there, this one feels amazing. It's one size fits all. There's a large clitoral external stimulator on the top. So if you are having sex with a vagina owner and you're both having penetrative sex, it can feel amazing because it hits all the spots. Like, I'm a huge fan of penis rings. The other thing is, it's great because you can also use it as a clitoral vibe. Like, I have them, you know, they send them to me, I try them, I'm like, I don't have a penis around, but I'm going to try this. I remember one time I was going on vacation with someone, I think it was a guy, probably was, because I had a penis ring, and I was like, oh, I don't have another clitoral toy handy or charge, and I use it, and it's just as great for that. So remember, there's like multi-use to these things. You can even put your fingers inside of it and use it to like tease your partner, you know, kind of like hold it that way, like around the middle. So it's really cool, but it does feel great on the penis. Vibrations feel good everywhere. Remember, they're not just exclusive for vaginas. Penises like them.
Yeah, and I just think it's fun because most people think that many sex toys and pleasure products, it's just to enhance like the people with vaginas' pleasure, whereas penis people, you get stuff too. It comes together. So that way it's like, comes together. Didn't even
yes. Mean. You could come together
you
with
could.
This thing.
I mean,
if you want to come together, no presh, but this it is a great way to try.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because sometimes we just need the vibration and stop feeling guilty about it. If you do, it doesn't mean that you're wrong or you're faulty or you're broken. I mean,
The majority of women are going to need a little something extra, no matter how fab a penis is. You're going to need some vibrations. There's no shame in that at all. And it's funny. I had a friend staying with me this weekend, and she's like, I've noticed lately that I really need more stimulation, more sensation. And, you know, she's in her like late 40s now, and she's just like, I feel like I need more. And she was like kind of feeling bad that she did, because she was always able to orgasm just with a mouth, sometimes with a penis. I'm like, that is so typical and okay. Like we feel apologetic if we have to, you know, I almost think of it like gear for working out. Like I remember this, like, exactly. Right. Like I remember going to, okay, this was like 20 years ago. I was in Malaysia. Nice. Backpacking, and I hired this local guy to take me up this volcano, right? To hike up a volcano. And I had all of my Western gear. I had my hiking boots. I had like my Patagonia jacket to weather the storm and the wind when you get to the top, all these things. And he hiked up this mountain. It was like a 10-hour hike in flip-flops. And we both got to the top of the mountain. I had some extra gear that made it more comfortable. Like I feel like I didn't need all the gear I had. I'm like, I guess I could do it in flip flops. So I'm just saying, we both got to the top of the mountain. That's your equivalent of, if you're going to have an orgasm and you're going to feel good, there doesn't matter how you get there. And I think believing that it only has to be with a penis, and that is or someone's hand or their mouth, it's just a little extra something, something. It's like a little extra fun.
That's,
I don't
a great
know.
Analogy.
It really is. No, because it's like, of course, yeah, I don't need running shoes. I don't need like a Camelback. I don't need, but wouldn't it be amazing if I did?
Yeah, I think I had my Camelback as well. You're right. Yeah, like, exactly. Right. But you have it because we make it. It's like technology. Right. Did we need computers? Did we need phones? I mean, now, you know, no, but you exactly. guys, it just makes our lives a little bit easier. And I promise you, if you haven't tried Toy, you still feel shame about it. Just call me.
And you get this present, and if you're not around each other, you don't need to be like, oh, I need to be with this person to use it, because you each have your own.
Right. Exactly. Fun for everyone. Or you could do a mutual masturbation sesh, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Yes. I can't wait to do that with my new partner.
I know. It would be fun. Yeah, you have so much to do. Jamie's got a new partner.
I know.
All of your things with someone who's like willing, it seems like. Ready and willing.
He just wants to like do anything that will make me feel great. And that is just very nice.
That is so nice.
Very attentive.
I love this.
Me too.
I know. Yay. We love it. Okay, so that is the Jeju Couples Kit. That is a new kit they put together. So I love that. I love it. Check it out. Okay, then we have our latest date night box. This is the Sex with Emily date night box. And this one is called Getting Warmed Up. And we have four a year, so they're quarterly boxes. And this one I'm obsessed with. This one comes with the WeVibe Touch. It's a great clitoral vibe. Mm-hmm. I would say that this is one of my standards. It's always charged. It's always ready to go. It's great for couples play too. You could use, it fits nicely in the palm of your hand, and it has just excellent sensations and vibrations. So that comes in the box. That's one thing. But then you have crystal massage oil from Exxens. And Exxens makes really cool body products. They make like that tingling lip balm. And
oh, I love those.
I know. They make really great things. So this massage oil is really great. And then there's a candle, a little Sex with Emily candle.
That's nice.
And then there's melting rose petals for the bath.
Ooh, so you can really make, like, for, I can just picturing this right now, Valentine's Day, especially if you're in a cold ass place like the Midwest.
Yes.
Feel for you.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J, and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast,
Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Out there. You write the candles, you draw a bath, you have the rose petals in it, and then afterwards you can massage each other with this massage oil.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, listen, Valentine's Day should be about bringing the romance. Do something sexy. I understand, like, maybe you want dinners and flowers and all that stuff. But really, if you have been wanting to connect to your partner, you've been wanting to have the conversation about sex, try something new. Like, Valentine's Day is literally sitting there in front of you saying, tonight, do it. Try me. It's a day of love and a day of sex. So that's not all that comes in this. We have the Foria Intimacy. There's a packet of the Foria Intimacy, which is the CBD pre-lube. And then there's more lube. This is awesome. They have the Muse lube packet, so you get to try the flavored lubes, all the ones that we talk about that are great for oral sex. Then they has Uber lube. It has a Screaming O stroker, great for penises. It's a little something different.
Oh, nice. I know. And I like this one because it's open-ended.
Yeah, it's an open-ended stroker. So like you put wrap it on your penis and it has little nubs on the inside that just kind of feel a little bit different. So you could add the lube to the stroker. Give a killer hand job on Valentine's Day. Have you not done that since middle school? It's time. Bring back the hand job with right? lots of
maybe,
lube.
Maybe you ate dinner already and you ate a bunch of oniony things. You brushed your teeth. It's still coming through. You don't want to use your mouth. Just hand job it up.
Seriously. I'm telling you guys, get some of these tools. If you're not in the mood, you could sit there with one hand, please your partner. You know, you don't have to use all these in one night. What I love about this is you can mix and match and use this not just for Valentine's Day, but, you know, so many nights until the next box comes. And then it also comes with lucky sex scratchers. So it's sort of like a fun little sex lottery game.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you get to like scrape off and then it tells you, you know, what to do, how to play with each other. So that is fun. There's your Valentine's Day right there. So that is Sex with Emily Box.
Straight up. Oh my God.
You get that at our site.
Yeah.
Sexwithemily.com/box.
Yeah. I mean, I just think why not, especially if you're not good at this stuff, which me, I don't feel like I'm very romantic. I come up with sex stuff, so that's different, but like, but not in this way. I would not on my own.
Romance.
Yeah.
Draw baths.
Yes, never in my life. So I'm just like, thank God someone did it for me.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what people are loving the boxes, and we've only had this box with Good Vibrations for a little over a year, and we've had so many people who are like, thank you, you know, I appreciate it, because it comes in the mail, and every, you know, few months, you're like, oh, you know, you get a great toy, and you get all these other things to play with. So it's, again, I'm all about helping you guys become better communicators in your relationship so you can get your needs met. So if you listen to this podcast together and that helps stimulate the conversation, if you get a box filled with sexy products, you know, 4 times a year and that helps, amazing. So that's why, you know, and it comes with a little card in it explaining how to use everything and gives you different scenarios. And if you've listened to this show, you know, we talk about all these sexy things to do as well, you know, how to give a massage and how to tease. I think what I like about this box as well is for so many of you, I think the tease for everybody is really hot. I think just jumping right into the, you know, pounding away sex is something that you can do any night of the year. Hopefully you don't, but hopefully you do it less than you actually are just moving forward and pounding away. But this is a build up into sex. So maybe you massage, take a bath, then massage, then, the, you know, play with all of these things. And there's your sexy night. And remember, the more turned on we are, it takes time. Like I say, women are slow cookers, men are frying pans. So if you can build us, you know, build up the tension and play with each other, and then, you know, you're going to have sex. I think that's a super hot. Hot.
Me too. I like it.
All right. So then the next thing is the Lioness. This is a great gift for your partner. This is all like this crazy sex tech stuff that's happening right now. It's super exciting what is happening. So what the Lioness is, it helps you learn more about orgasms, either for yourself or for your partner. So what it is it is a great rabbit style vibrator, meaning it has an external little prong on it. for external stimulation and it goes inside, but it has these sensors that are wrapped around it that you pair with an app. It is so cool. We've tried it. Mm-hmm. It's like you, oh my God, of course we try it. I don't tell you guys about anything that I actually have not tried. So you put it inside and it tells you what kind of orgasm you have because it identifies a few different types of orgasms. So I used it 3 times and I could tell that it was the ocean wave mm-hmm. volcano of ocean wave. And then there's like a volcano, meaning you've like an intense explosion. And then you get to mark, and then you get to learn about your orgasmic pattern. So it's really just a great way for you to learn about, you know, what really works for you. Like you can see how long it takes to orgasm, where your spikes in pleasure are. You can also add notes to it. So maybe you had wine that night. Maybe you had a full stomach. Maybe you were watching porn leading up to this orgasm. Like what was happening? So then you can learn to track and understand, you know, your orgasmic experience and then share that with a partner.
Well, because I feel this is a issue that people are emailing in about all the time. I can't orgasm with my partner. I can orgasm with a toy or this or that. But you also, I never keep I don't have a masturbation journal. So I'm not like, oh, like these are all the elements that went into this. Cause like I get chronic migraines and my doctor's always like, write down what you do during the day and like what you had to eat and what the temperature was like and all the stuff so you can identify your triggers. But I never would think to do that for orgasms or pleasure.
Such a good point. Yeah, why not? If we want to become better at anything, we want to get to the bottom of something and we want to understand how it works for us, you got to put a little time into it. So tracking it and writing it down. I mean, you guys, I was, when I came into this job, I was not having the kind of orgasms I have now. Like it's something that you have to work at. You have to educate yourself. You have to like try out different things. And so if you're somebody who needs to, you know, track things or you enjoy this, like your Fitbit or your Apple Watch or whatever you're doing right now, this is sort of like that. It's like
exactly.
It's like a Fitbit for your orgasms.
And then you can also, like, when you're actually masturbating, if you'd like your partner can be looking at the screen and seeing like the little tremors and the like when you're squeezing and when you're not squeezing. Like they can actually follow along, which like I don't know. I just think that would be really cool. I would totally want to see it. Be like, oh my God, you're clenching right now.
Right. Ah. Exactly. It's like I've never seen anything like this. You know, it's been getting a lot of attention too in the tech space, which I love. Sex tech. So that is the Lioness and all the stuff you can find on our website. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one for Valentine's Day gifts, the Enclosed Lingerie Subscription Service. This is a really cool mm-hmm. gift that mm-hmm. keeps on giving. You choose these beautiful lingerie sets and then the Enclosed customize it and makes the box really elegant and really sexy. Like you get these boxes and you open it up and just the whole experience, you're mm-hmm. like, before you even open it, you're like, this is really beautiful. And you like slide it open and then there's like rose petals in it and then you get this beautiful, you know, pieces of lingerie and it comes once a month. So you could do it together or do it as a surprise for your partner. I got it. So my first pair of underwear that they sent me just to see if I liked it, I was like, oh my God, I love these. It just is another element that just going to the store and buying lingerie, it just makes mm-hmm. it an experience. And then to know it's going to come every month. I love the underwear I got. And then they sent another one to me and they're like, oh, they messaged me. And she's like, hey, I sent you something else, but I think it's the wrong size. And then I was like, okay, well, I got it. And turns out it wasn't my size, but it was Jamie's size. And oh my God, I wish you could share the picture with everybody. It's this red,
I know.
Sexy bodysuit. Yeah. It was literally gorgeous.
Pulling it out of the box, too, it's just, it is a reveal in and of itself. It's almost as if you know what it's going to be like when you reveal it to your partner. Because it's like this exciting thing and you like pull it out and you're like, oh my God, this is hot. I can't wait to get in it. Like there's rose petals and like I like that they do have the stamp.
The melted stamp. Yes. Yeah, the seal.
That just always makes it feel nice and elegant. And like when I tried it on, I put it on and I was like, fuck.
I'm hot.
I was turned on
Did
by
your guys
myself.
Freak? I know.
Like, I was literally like, oh shit. I showed Emily a picture and she's like, holy crap. Because it's a one piece thing and it's got all these strings everywhere, but it was actually really easy to put on. At first I was like, how do I do this? But then I figured it out really easily. And it just cups your body so well and it's like comfortable and it's stretchy. So it's like lingerie sometimes, people get excited about it and then they rip it. And I'm like, I just spent so much money on this thing.
Right.
Don't rip this one. Ripped it. But this, I feel like, would be hard to rip.
It would be hard to rip. Yeah, that was like a... It was beautifully made. I mean, that's the thing, is that they were enclosed. What I've come to find out is it's... They have a lot of different choices. You can get thematic things. You can just send bras or underwear, but it's high quality.
Yes.
And then for like less price. So it's really beautiful stuff. And then apparently you get $35 off orders, $100 or more. That's a good gift. That's a good little discount.
Yeah, because lingerie, good lingerie, you want to spend the money on it, like quality. And then it's like it's coming once a month. You can always switch things up, but you don't have to go to the store to buy stuff and then get discouraged if you don't find anything you like there.
And to be honest, I never want to go shopping for it's like bathing suits. Like, I don't want to go shopping for it, but you get to do their like size quiz online so they make sure that you're getting the right size for your partner. Mm-hmm. And I guess they do have a very good track record of making sure that you are getting the right size. And that's at getinclosed.com. Use code Emily, but I think getinclosed.com is our thing. So $35 off, I think, that of $100 or more. And the other thing I want to say is we get so many subscription boxes. You get like beauty products or dog treats, or I mean, there's subscriptions for everything, but I feel like these are stuff that you're actually going to use, that it's going to remind you to be in your body, feel sexy. I mean, because people might think like, oh, lingerie, you know, it really does work. Like when you put that on, like you feel amazing when you're wearing something that is sexy. Like if that is what makes you feel hot, and you can get any other, like it doesn't have to be lace. They have cotton stuff, like find stuff that makes you feel good, because there's nothing like getting dressed for it. And then that also can help kind of be like, oh yeah, I am sexy. Get you in the mood. And something new to surprise your partner with. We love them.
And I like that they have, along with a lot of their like actual like bra and panty sets, they have matching like little robe coveralls, because those are fun for when you are like by yourself or like right after. Like they're just like, you feel pretty being in it, and sometimes you just want to go to bed feeling nice.
Exactly. You should want to feel nice and sexy.
Yeah.
And it's a woman-owned company and she's awesome. So check that out. The other gifts we like is the Vesper. If you didn't get one for the holidays, Vesper by Crave. I do have a limited edition one. It's the Sex with Emily Vesper. It's a super elegant vibrator that you wear as a necklace. It looks like a little pen if you haven't seen it yet. I guess we can't assume everyone's seen it, even though I've been so excited about it for a few months. So you could check it out. But it's like, I wear it every day. It's a vibrator that works. It absolutely does work. It's not just like a showpiece, and it's USB rechargeable. It is a great gift. We have these limited edition phrases that are Sex with Emily, I come first, turn me on, or meditate, masturbate, manifest. You can find that at sexwithemily.com/Vesper. I know Lisa wears it every day too. At her other job, she used it in the bathroom. Is that true?
It's true. Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was waitressing. She's like, I need a break. I'm gonna go in the bathroom. I mean, it literally is that kind of thing.
There was nothing going on. Yeah, it's just so small and easy. And
it works.
Portable.
Portable. You always have a vibrator on you. And beyond, it's not just for women. I'm telling you, it's for everybody. Remember, vibrations feel good for all. And they're really reasonable. You can get the silver, the rose gold, or the gold that goes up in price. It's a really clever, like, I gift it to literally everybody, and they're like, oh my God, people kind of freak out about it.
And I think Valentine's Day is a great day for this too, because a lot of times you do get jewelry for Valentine's Day.
Right.
So it's like a nice thing that you can just like buy. Like, so even if your partner at first doesn't even know what it is, they're like, oh, this is a great necklace. And then like, what a fucking cool surprise that it also vibrates. And it's like, I think because of the materials, it's like so easy to clean it too. Because obviously, like, after you use it, don't put it back on your neck without
cleaning. Just clean it with a damp cloth.
Damp cloth.
Damp cloth.
Yes.
And and if you want to listen more, T Chang was on our show and she talked about it. She's the inventor, designer, and you know, it's become sort of like the secret club. Like, it's funny because I wear it, and there are, when I'm out, like, oh, is that the vibrator necklace?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've gotten that before.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like this club. I mean, people are starting to hear about it. I love it.
And it starts the conversation. Because the more you wear it, the more you want to talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you know, I feel like, though, it's like when it's on your neck and you're just like, you're fidgeting with it. You're like, I really hope someone asks me about this right now.
I always kind of, it's kind of a fun little, like, what's it called? Like those squeeze, but like a stress. Like, I'm just kind of holding it and playing with it and fondling it around my neck. So those are some fun gifts, you guys. You can also check out, we have a bunch of stuff on our site too. There's like kits, and I just think make something sexy for all of you. If you're in a relationship, get a sexy gift. Forget the roses. Get roses in the lingerie. We're going to take a quick break and we come back more Valentine's Day. Listen, if you don't want to get toys, totally cool, or you want to do a combo, DIY gifts. do it yourself. And I think these are super special. And this is the way, like, if you, I think it means a lot, no matter what kind of a relationship, how long you've been together. I think it just, it means that you really like care. And it takes a moment to just kind of put down your thoughts and to create something special for your partner. So here's an idea. I actually remembered this. This is, okay, so I have this crate of letters. I call them my love letters. A huge crate of letters that I've received over the last 30 years from partners in relationships. They were like cards they wrote me or letters, and now then some of them are like printed emails, and it's like correspondence. And I had a fun, I was like, you guys, I really want to bring these in. I think there's something we could do with them. So I brought it in and I found this great postcard that I had a boyfriend send me. He bought a postcard, and on the, you know, the front of it, which is a great, you know, pretty photo. So you could do, if you could even make a photo postcard of you and your partner. And then he like pasted something on the back. He created a puzzle. And I think you could probably now get a lot of these online, like a puzzle card. And then he, in the mail, I got an envelope with all the puzzle pieces. And then I put them together, just like 10, 15 pieces. It's pretty easy to do. And then on the front was a photo, and on the back was like a letter to me that he had written. And it was a really like loving, thoughtful gift. Like in these moments when you do something that thoughtful, it's like, what else do you need, really? That was a fun one, right? That was cool. And then you could also do, this is something great. I'm actually doing this. I've done this for friends. I've done this for lovers, to get a mason jar, and you could design the mason jar, you know, on the outside. And then on the inside, you can put little sticky notes in it, or little notes that just say either, you know, things that you love about your partner, things that you want to try, favorite sexual memories. And you could just write little notes. And then every day or once a month, they can pull out a little note about what you love about them. Especially if you have a partner who their love languages is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm.
And then if you're having a down day, what a nice thing to be like, I'm just going to go over to my jar and pick something out. And it just could like really lift your spirits. Like maybe that's all you need to like get a little pep in your step in your day.
You're like, oh yeah, my partner does love me. You know, when you go through those moments, you're like, I can't stand them.
Right? If they like, if you get in a fight too, and you're like, oh, I'm so mad at them, but you pull one of those out, you'd be like, oh, okay, this is why I'm with them.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
It is a mind trick, you guys. You have to get back into the mindset and remember why you love someone. And I think this is a great way to do it. I was actually talking to a friend the other night, and she said to me, sometimes I'm so mad, but then I'm like, remember, because he has an accent, he's from another country. She's like, remember when you loved his accent? Remember what he did? Like, he was a martial arts fighter. Like, she was going to her head to remember all the things that she loved about him when they fell in love, because he's no longer doing some of those things. But she was kind of remember her mindset when she met him. And she was like actively walking me through the things she does to get herself back into remembering why you fell in love. So I think it's important, however you need reminders. So that's one thing. You could also, you guys, do a little scavenger hunt. You could hide clues or presents around the house, and they could go on a sexy scavenger hunt. So you could like leave little clues everywhere. So in every time they find a note, you could put chocolates, little knickknacks, write love messages, and kind of, you know, you could do, you know, have send them a little chase around the house. And then when they get to the end, that could be like a sex toy or a piece of laundry or something really, really special. That's fun.
Right? I would love it. Because first of all, I love any kind of puzzle games, like scavenger hunt stuff, like things like that. I love that.
I feel like you should do this one for your partner.
I don't.
Is it too soon?
Okay, this is what I'm. Okay.
Tell me, what are you going to do?
Pause on the help for you guys.
Pause. Let's help Jamie. Sex with Jamie.
Is it too? I feel like it's too soon. It's only been a week of like being like officially.
Well, this is a great question. People want to know, what do I do if we've been together a week, a month, a year?
So by a month. And I'm sure that we're going to hang out because it's a Friday.
Which is such a blessing this year in a way.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know, because I don't want to, I might like be like, oh, like here's a, obviously I'll probably wear something nice. Like, you know, something lingerie-esque, and like bring out a different toy or something new to try in the bedroom. But I don't know. I don't want to put any pressure on either. Like, I don't know if he's going to do something or say anything.
I think you talk about it ahead of time. You're like, let's just call, like, Valentine's Day is Friday night.
Weird. I know. I'm not used to this.
I know. And be like, I'm thinking of, you know, making dinner. And then you could just, I think that's, you know, okay, maybe next year you do the scavenger hunt. But I know what you're saying, but it could be fun. You could also say, my boss is making me do this. You could blame me.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like, create a sexy night. That'd be a good time. And this is another thing I want to mention, is like putting out, you when you said a new toy, I think this is a great night for anyone to try something new. So things that you have lying around, it could be blindfolds, it could be a paddle, bondage tape if you want to try bondage. Yeah. You know, I think this is a good night just to try something new. So maybe you just think about what you want, because you know that you are the leader in the sex info for the, with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one who's going to bring the excitement. Exactly. Which is a lot of pressure, but it's true. Welcome to my world. It's never going to change. You're always going to be the one that knows more than your partner.
Yeah. But I think I love the scavenger hunt idea. I think maybe next year for sure, if we're hopefully.
You know. Oh. So what are you going to do then?
I mean, I'm thinking that I don't want to like make a whole plan, but definitely like, I would like to maybe let's have a Friday night where we don't hang out with everybody else and we hang out alone. Cause we usually like hang out like during the week by ourselves, but then on the weekend, cause we're in the same friend group. So it's like, we just all hang out together. So maybe I'll just be like, let's just be on our own and like,
you can make food and have like a little thing, like a, like that's the thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some date night ideas, but one of them I love is having like an indoor picnic. You could have that like,
oh, I think I'll do that.
Yeah. Just get some fun stuff that you like to eat. You don't have to cook. You could like stop at the store and get all these fun little finger foods and you could like feed each other and have it all like candles set up in your room.
What if you like blindfolded each other and like fed each other different things and like guessed what it was? I don't know, that sounds fun.
That would be fun. I would so be down. And then also to add a twist to this indoor picnic, because picnics are usually very open, I actually have these really tall like bar chairs and like extra sheets. I want to make like a fort.
Ooh.
And like have like so a cute, sexy fort.
That is hot. Yep, I love that idea. It's very like... It's,
and then I'll have candles outside the fort so nothing burns down.
Right, good. Good thinking.
And then we have a projector. So maybe, maybe we put project up some porn.
I want to come. Sounds like my perfect
evening. Oh my God, no, that actually sounds great.
Like my boss is here again. She won't leave me alone on Valentine's Day. Like, really? You're at my house?
I'll be texting you play by plays. Things are going well. Oh, James, now enacting the porn. Erica Lust is up.
Yeah, exactly. That would be fun to walk in and have the projector and the lights, like a feel good, like smell, like scents that are really good.
Yeah. And like okay, so this is funny because I always ask people what kind of porn they're into because I'm curious. So I asked him, I was like, hey, so like what kind of porn do you watch? And then he was just saying, he's like, I don't know, just like stuff. I guess I like different things all the time. He's a little bit of a connoisseur, I guess. I don't know. He's like, guys always feel like they don't want to tell you.
I know, because you're going to judge. Because most people do judge.
Which I get. I completely get. But they know me. And they know, well, he knows
they
me
still
too.
Don't
so
know.
It's like,
right.
And then so he's like, well, what are you into? And I was like, well, I like, you know, like very much like domination, submissive porn. I like also when there's like a lot of like spanking in it, or if like they're, are situations that I can imagine myself in. Like there's this one where it's like a doctor patient thing, which is not what I'm really into, but both of the toys they use I have.
Okay, you could recreate a porn scenario. That is great.
But I just felt like, I was like, he was like, oh, that's really hot and da da da. I'm like, yeah, I want to know specifics. Like, tell me specifics. I just told you my specifics.
So he didn't.
It's fine.
Maybe he doesn't watch porn.
I don't think he watches a lot, but I also don't know. I don't know how often he masturbates. I feel like I'm very open about mine and I'm getting him there. Like, he's open about stuff, but like, and he likes when I talk about it, but.
Yeah, I think that he's probably never been asked before. And probably maybe not. Because maybe he had shame around it. And if he has been asked, it's probably like, are you masturbating? You know, are you watching porn? Like, because most, I believe there's a misunderstanding and a lot of women are really insecure about their partners watching porn. And you guys, I was there when I was 24 years old, 25. I really didn't understand why my partner had, I was so shocked and upset that he was watching porn. I was like, but I thought we were having this great, he's the one who did the puzzle for me. I'm like, great sex, great love affair. Like, I didn't understand that it's just a totally part of being sexually healthy is like watching some porn, like having, you know, an experience and releasing, you know, having an orgasm is a great stress reliever. And it didn't take away from, you know, his feelings for me. So that's it. And then also another DIY is a scrapbook of your best times together. So it could just be like pictures, words, mementos, anything that would just kind of make them feel special. I just like, you know, giving your partner some words, reinforcing why you love them. Another thing is just also writing, like in the way when you wake up in the morning on Valentine's Day, like writing things like on lipstick, on the mirror, in the bathroom, if you guys live together, or just like leaving different notes around. I just think this is a great night to do it, to reinforce your love and what you love about it. Like, who doesn't like to hear why someone loves you?
Yeah.
Those little special things.
If you don't normally do this kind of stuff, how surprising and great.
Right. Exactly. Okay, some date night ideas. You could recreate your first date or think about as much as you possibly can. You could recreate the scenario. Like if you saw a movie, you could like rent the movie, or you could go to the place you had dinner or drinks, or maybe there was an event that you went to. You could play that music at your house if it was like a concert or something. So kind of the things that, like, it's kind of like my friend remembering that, like, I fell in love with his accent. I fell in love with his athletic proudness. Think about what you, you know, where you fell in love, what that moment was, what you did, or where you fell in, like, let's say if it was the first date.
Yeah.
I don't know if you fell in love on the first date, but, you know, something that was really memorable. Bring that back to light.
Wouldn't it be cool, too, if you still fit into the same outfit and you remembered what you wore?
Yeah.
That could be cute. You're like, or even if you told your partner, like, I remember this is what you were wearing. And they're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. How did you remember that? Like, those little things that you're like, I can't believe it. You remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just nice. It's just like, you're like, oh, shit. Like, you're paying attention.
I think we all want to feel like, we all want to feel seen.
Yes.
I mean, I think we all want to be adored and cherished. And I think that this is a great time to do it. You have a day that's devoted to this and your relationship. So we talked a little bit about the indoor picnic inside your living room or outside in your backyard if it's not freezing. And you could get some of your favorite foods. Like, you could go to the store and just get little finger foods. You could get put a blindfold on your partner and feed them, like, chocolate, strawberries, flavored loops.
Like Muse. Oh, my God. Imagine. Because then you could be like, oh, what does this taste like? And they could say mint chocolate. And then you could put it on your body part and then bring their face to that body part.
Oh,
that's great. Like, because you guys, these Muse lubes are so delicious. That's what you're going to do.
I'm going to do all of these things. This is just everyone. I hope you know we're planning my
No, we are. I'm like, okay, no, Jamie, I love this. These little the Muse lubes are so great because they're not like, I think that people might have had bad experiences with some lubes. It tasted just not great. There's a weird aftertaste, but these are body safe. There's like a chocolate one, creme brulee, caramel, creme brulee, not caramel, creme brulee, and salted caramel. Yeah. Yeah, there is caramel. There you go. That's a fun game. And lick it off this body part. Mm-hmm. Tell me what flavor it is. This is fun. You gotta take notes and remember what you did.
Yes.
You could also cook a meal together if you guys are into cooking and just wear an apron.
I think that's nice, as long as you're not cooking anything with grease flying around.
Right. Exactly. Good point. Safety first.
Or, like, and if you have kids, then maybe you can't be naked, but...
Get a hotel room for a night.
Yeah, get like a suite that has a kitchen in it.
Exactly. I think hotels should have, like... I'm trying to think of how, if you can't get a babysitter that night. Yeah, get one with a hotel, or if you don't,
you
if
know
you can't.
It should be a good idea. Would
hotels...
It should be like a hotel that has daycare for kids for Valentine's Day, or like some kind of service that's like, it's like a kids, like a community group night.
Yeah.
Where the kids go and the parents can have their Valentine's. I think that would be a great service.
It would be. And like, you just get the hotel room for a night or for a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be another one of our businesses. We're going to add that to the list.
Adding it
to the list. And then, you guys, games are really fun too. So again, anything that can like elicit this kind of conversation and enhance your intimacy. Creative Conceptions makes really cool gifts, really cool games. And one is called Monogamy. It's like a board game, like Monopoly. They have one called Sex Marks the Spot. They have one called Oral Fun. And it like kind of gives you little tips for oral. And then like just naughty sex dice. Get some of those. You roll it and then it kind of gives you instructions like to what to do to a certain body part in what room, kind of like Clue.
Yeah. And the
like with the butcher, with the rolling pin in the kitchen or whatever.
But like,
do you ever play Clue?
Yeah, I love
it. Okay. It's kind of like that, sexy dice, and they're like $10.
They are
super cheap.
And then like, because it's like too, it's like, oh, what if you're always doing the same positions too, like this will at least, you can maybe you start out with a different one than you normally do,
right?
Or it causes you to like have sex longer, which what's
prolong
wrong with that?
Prolong the sex, enhance the intimacy, build the teasing, the build up is sometimes can be the hottest part. Like when you first meet someone and the tensions are building, you can recreate that on Valentine's Day. That's what we want for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and we are sending you love from here. Thank you, Jamie and Alisa. Everything we talk about, you can find on our website. And we'll have some more shows coming out for single on Valentine's Day and what you can do. But we're here with you. We love you all. If you like this show, rate us 5 stars. We love that. You know, wherever you're listening, just do it right now. Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes. And it's also awesome if you, review us on iTunes. That really helps. Thanks to my incredible team. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Ken, Kristen, Alisa, Brian, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.